नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दिवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टफैश्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवय भगवति उत्तमाश्रुति भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिके ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदमयं ददति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरून् श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्राजतं सहगण रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपारं सहगण ललित श्रीविशकान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीसा गोपिककान्तरधाकान्त नमस्तुते तत्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनीश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवि नमामि हरिप्रिय वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधर श्रीवसादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ग्रन्थराय श्रीमद् भागवतं की जय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतं कैंटो 6 Chapter 5. Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Text number 15. Tal Sangambam Sitai Swaryam. Samsarantam kubharavat tadgatir abudha sheha kimasat khamabhi bhavet tat sangha bamsitai shwaryam samsarantam kubharavat Tadgatir Buddha Sheha Kima Sat Karma Biri Bhavet Tal Sangha Bram Sitai Shwaryam Samsarantam Kubharyavat Tadgatir Buddha Sheha Kima Sat Karma Bibhavet. Tajis. Tatsanga. By association with the prostitute of intelligence. Brahmsita. Taken away. Aishwaryam. The opulence of intelligence. Samsarantam. Undergoing the material way of life. Kubharyavat. Exactly like a person who has a polluted wife. Tadgatihi. The movement of the polluted intelligence. Abudhashya. One who does not know. Iha. In this world. Kim. Asat Karmavi. Bhavet. What can be the benefit of performing temporarily fruitive activities? Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Lesa Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Narad Muni had also spoken with a man who is the husband of the prostitute. The high Yashwas understood this as follows. If one becomes the husband of a prostitute, he loses all independence. Similarly, if a living entity has polluted intelligence, he prolongs his materialistic life. Frustrated by material nature, he must follow the movements of the intelligence, which brings various conditions of happiness and distress. If one performs fruitive activities under such conditions, what would be the benefit? Purport. Polluted intelligence has been compared to a prostitute. One who has not purified his intelligence is said to be controlled by that prostitute. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 41. Vyavasaya admika buddhiri ekeha kuru nandana. Those who are actually serious are conducted by one kind of intelligence, namely intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Vahusaka hi ananta sa buddhayo vyavasaya adsayayinam. One who is not fixed in proper intelligence discovers many modes of life. Thus involved in material activities, he is exposed to the different modes of material nature and subjected to varieties of so-called happiness and distress. If a man becomes the husband of a prostitute, he cannot be happy. And similarly, one who follows the dictations of material intelligence and material consciousness will never be happy. One must judiciously understand the activities of material nature, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 27. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are in actuality carried out by nature. Although one follows the dictations of material nature, he happily thinks himself the master or husband of material nature. Scientists, for example, try to be the masters of material nature, life after life, not caring to understand the Supreme Person under whose direction everything within this material world is moving. Trying to be the masters of material nature, they are imitation gods who declare to the public that scientific advancement will one day be able to avoid the so-called control of God. In fact, however, the living being, unable to control the rulings of God, is first associated with the prostitute of polluted intelligence and accept various material bodies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text 22. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sango sya sadasad yoni jan masu. The living entity in the material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus, he meets with good and evil amongst various species. If one fully engages in temporally fruitive activities and does not solve this real problem, what profit will he gain? Narada Muni had also spoken of a man who is the husband of the prostitute. The Hariyaswas understood this as follows. If one becomes the husband of a prostitute, he loses all independence. Similarly, if a living entity has polluted intelligence, he prolongs his materialistic life. Frustrated by material nature, he must follow the movements of the intelligence, which brings various conditions of happiness and distress. If one performs fruitive activities under such conditions, what will be the benefit? Hare Krishna! So, Sir Papa said, polluted intelligence has been compared to a prostitute. One who has not purified his intelligence is said to be controlled by that prostitute. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 41. Yevasaya admika buddhire keha kuru nandana. Those who are actually serious are conducted by one kind of intelligence, namely intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Prostitute is a person who does not have a fixed life. Today is with this man, tomorrow with that man, next day with another man. All the life is about this person or that person or that person. No fixed life. Therefore, it is said here, a prostitute has no independence. It depending on different kind of men. How intelligence is similarly compared to a prostitute. If our intelligence is depending on so many material facilities in this world, without getting concentrated or focused on the supreme personality of Godhead, an intelligent person has a goal. An intelligent person has a goal. He's concentrated. Lord Krishna is pleased about Gita. Aham sarvesha prabha matha sarvam parvatati. Iti matva bhajantimam buddha bhava saman vita. Iti matva, one who knows, who is that? Intelligent person. One whose consciousness is focused on Krishna. Lord Krishna described intelligent person, Arugista. Buddha Bhava, someone Vita. Buddha Bhava. His intelligence is fixed. There is no question of distraction. The intelligent person has accepted Krishna, so he is focused. Only Krishna and nothing else. Everything does not exist. It's intelligence. He knows only Krishna. So Rupa Goswami said, devotional service, Krishna consciousness is exclusive activity, exclusive only for Krishna, nothing else. Nobody. That's intelligence. A devotee is not looking for anything else. After speculating for so many lifetimes about so many things, when a devotee, when a soul has become completely fortunate, he has saved Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is finished. No more interest for anything else. Therefore, his progress is constant. It's always moving towards Lord Krishna. But those who are not so fortunate, like the scientists, Prabhupada mentioned the scientists, for example, the intelligence is divided with so many considerations in this world. That is the nature of material life. No direction. Like here, in this big city, there are so many billboards. Every direction you look, you will see so many billboard directing us to so many things, but no one single signboard is directing us to Krishna. What does that mean? Our intelligence are divided. There is no focus. Therefore, who is happy in this world? And not only who is happy in this world, who will be happy in this world? Struggling with material nature. We should try to understand. Maya is not a conditioned soul. We are conditioned souls. But Maya is not the conditioned soul. How are we going to defeat somebody who has stronger weapon than us in battle? What is the possibility that you are fighting with somebody who is stronger with you, stronger than you in all respect? You are going to defeat the person. It is not possible. Daivihi esha gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. Occasionally I use the word duratyaya. It is, of course, not impossible. It is possible because Krishna is. Otherwise, without Krishna, it is impossible. So, it is almost impossible. It is almost impossible. Almost impossible because there is a clause. That clause is Krishna. Mam eva ye prabhajante mayamitam tarantite. That is a clause. If you remove the clause, it is impossible. It is impossible. No one can swim across the ocean of material existence. No one has the strength to do that. Because the ocean has no shore. No matter how expert a person may be, a swimmer, one cannot cross an ocean. So this material world, material energies compete an ocean. And no conditioned soul can cross it. We need the help to cross it. That help is to surrender to Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada quoted the verse. Devayasa Admika Buddhi Ekeha Guru Nandana. The devotees have one pointed attention. They don't have divided intelligence. Therefore, to have one attention, one must give up material pursuit. For one whose intelligence is stolen, Maya Paritra Gyan, when something is stolen, that means it is not there. Maya has already taken our intelligence. So what can we do, a helpless person? What can we do? What is our strength to succeed? It is not possible to succeed without Krishna. So devotees are very, very fortunate because they have one goal, Krishna consciousness. They have taken shelter of Lord Krishna. Therefore, there is a goal. The intelligence is fixed. But the non-devotees, they have unlimited varieties of activities arranged by Maya. Sukadev Goswami, he told Maharaj Parikshit, "My dear King Parikshit, those who have eyes but cannot see, Maya has made arrangements perfectly, thousands of arrangements for them to engage their intelligence so that they would never have focus." Sukadev Goswami, not cursing us, he is actually lamenting our situation. Why? Because we are not tired of trying to manipulate material energy. We are not tired. We are still thinking, yes, if I become this, then I will be happy, then I will enjoy. If I become this, intelligence is stolen. The intelligence is stolen. Even though we are struggling sufficiently to enjoy, our intelligence is stolen. How? It is stolen because wherever position we are trying to be, there are so many people who are already on that platform. We don't see them. Therefore, our intelligence is stolen. That we don't see. We are thinking, if I become this, I'll be happy. But we don't see that there are so many people already on that platform who are miserable. Our intelligence is stolen. That's what it means. So Narada Muni, he is very, very kind, very compassionate to living entities. So he's giving us eye to see. Blind people who have no eye to see, Narada Muni is giving eye to see. Let us see properly that we cannot be happy in this material world. No one has been happy here before. And nobody will be very happy here. Because this place is not meant for happiness. This place is meant for Dukalayam, Aswaswatam. Dukalayam, Aswaswatam. It is a miserable and temporal place. This is how it is made. It does not make sense for anyone to become a president in prison house. Even if a president, it is still a prison house. Who respect a president in the prison? We may try to become whatever we want to be in this material world. We are simply prisoners. We have no freedom. Where is the freedom? We can declare, we can talk, we can make some arrangement, but where is the freedom? At any moment, our powerful and wonderful arrangement will be finished. In a moment, finished. And we'll be helpless, we cannot do anything. That is going on. Still, we don't see.
We don't see that material energy, Krishna's energy, stronger. Illusion means what? We have Krishna and Krishna's back. Krishna's the front and Krishna's the back. So it cannot be something simple for us to conquer, to defeat. It is not. The only means, the only way is to take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna, he promised, take shelter of me, depend upon me on all the activities, then I will free you from all difficulties. And he continued, if you don't follow me as I'm telling you this, if you don't depend upon me, if you don't act as I'm telling you, if you act whimsically in at a false ego, not listening to me, you'll be lost. You'll be lost. So many people are lost in this material world without direction. We are moving, simply moving. And our scientists are making the situation worse. They have no direction and they are leading others in their foolishness, promising so many things. There was one of these foolish persons who have no intelligence, who have no direction. The intelligence is stolen. She was thinking he's very, very intelligent and very powerful. Not only listening to the scientists who are promising or so many things, he wanted to make something practical to help. So he started building hospital. His intention was, in this hospital, when it is completed, nobody will die. But he died before he completed building the hospital. So the hospital became uncompleted till today. Because nobody can complete it. Similarly, another powerful scientist, very powerful scientist who were doing similar thing. Thinking he's very, very intelligent is Ravana. He'll be a great personality like Ravana. He has all kinds of mystic powers. He has benediction from the best of all the demigods. And he wanted to help the humanity by building a staircase that would transfer people without qualification to the place where they would never suffer. But what happened to him? Ramachandra came and killed him. So his attempt was baffled. If Ravana cannot succeed, where is that scientist who is more powerful than Ravana that will succeed? So the question is raised here. One whose intelligence is not fixed in Krishna, you know, serving Krishna with proper intelligence, intelligence is divided, and is engaged in all kinds of activities, making so many wonderful arrangements. What will be the gain? What will be the gain of a person who is not a devotee? Or what will be the destination of a person who is not a devotee? A person who is not Krishna conscious. What would be his or her destination? The destination is hell. We'll continue to suffer. Take another body and suffer. Give it up. Take another body and suffer. And we have been doing this business of taking so many bodies and giving it up at a certain time. In each of the bodies we take, we have so many wonderful plans, perfect plans, with perfect intelligence according to our calculation, and we have been defeated all the time. Therefore, it is a great fortune or intelligence, proper intelligence,
is to surrender to Krishna and take his shelter, and everything will be perfect. Hare Krishna. Comment or question? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, as you spoke, presently scientists are representative of Ravanas. I was hearing Srila Prabhupada class. He said in previous era where the fight was happened, that time they were using nuclear bomb, nuclear weapon, and that weapon only kill destined person only. But this scientist is so versed that they have created nuclear weapon, and instead of killing one person, they throw that bomb and so many innocent souls, no, innocent people get killed. So this is what representative of scientist. So I am very happy this comment.
Yes, thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Mentioning the intelligence in verse, the in Krishna consciousness, I know is knowledge, but sometimes our intelligence divert in other things, something in Maya. Our intelligence know everything, that hearing the lecture, chanting, taking darshan, but sometimes our intelligence going outside in Maya. Why is this situation create?
Because that is what our mind has been doing since time immemorial. Our mind has been engaged in sinful activities since time immemorial. And now we want to change the pattern of our consciousness, want to change, want to do the right thing. It cannot be so easy like that. The mind will still go back to the things we were doing before. And intelligence will also tell us that yes, they were wonderful. Maybe we should do it again. So that's material intelligence, material mind. The nature of the mind is like that. To always think of something of this world without Krishna. We should use our intelligence to tell the mind, no. We cannot have the strength to tell the mind, no. For our intelligence to work properly, for our in interest, to tell the mind, no. If we are not hearing properly, if we are not reading properly, if you are not chanting properly, we won't have the strength. For us to have our intelligence to work for our interests, we should hear properly, we should read properly, we should chant properly. Then our intelligence will start working for our benefit. When the mind says, you were doing this before, and it was very wonderful, the intelligence will say, no, it wasn't wonderful. It was horrible. It was a very sinful life. And nobody was happy. Nobody was happy with it. And nobody can be happy with it. Therefore, I wouldn't like to go back to that again. This intelligence. And that will come if we are reading nicely, we are hearing nicely. So we should read nicely, we should hear nicely. Then we are able to defend ourselves when the mind is dictating unnecessary things. So it requires determination to remain yes to Krishna, no, yes to Krishna, no to Maya, yes to Krishna all the time. I don't want that life again. Now I want this life. Wonderful life.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, regarding his question, Maya is testing us because we are not determined? Is it like that? Because we are not determined. Even we spiritual world, we go and we create disturbance to Krishna. So that is why this Maya is, you know, disturbing us so that we can get purified. Is it? Or this only Maya is doing?
It is not that Maya is disturbing us. It is not that Maya is disturbing us. It is we who are disturbing ourselves. Because Maya did not invite us here. It was our choice. And we came here. It is still our choice. So if you desire, I don't want to be Maya Das again. I want to be Krishna Das. To be Krishna Das is not a simple thing. It's very serious. So Maya will come. You want to be Krishna Das? Are you ready to be Krishna Das? Or you are still interested in me? Are you really tired? If you are not serious, then we'll be indecisive. So let's follow Krishna as soul. Sometimes, go back to our vomit. Sometimes. So Maya's duty is to be sure or to prepare us for what we want to do. So when a devotee has given himself or herself fully to Krishna and is fixed in practice of Krishna consciousness, we are no more under Maya. That time Maya will be functioning to prepare us for what we want to be, not to disturb us. It becomes our well-wisher. She starts to push us. What we need to do to experience, Maya will bring all. So we have to pass through them. So it's really helping us, not that it's disturbing us. It's really helping us for those who are serious. For those who are not serious, then Maya is a disturbance.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maharaj. I'm very happy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada often says, for man, woman is Maya, and for woman, man is Maya. We are practicing Krishna consciousness by means of sadhana bhakti because we don't have spontaneous love for Krishna. But to be attracted to Krishna and to fall into samadhi by seeing Krishna, it takes lot of time, maybe many, many births. But a person, when he sees a beautiful woman, he instantly falls into samadhi. How do you explain it?
When
a person sees a beautiful woman,
He
instantly falls into samadhi. How do you explain it?
Instantly fall into samadhi. That's Maya. Samadhi is not Maya. Samadhi is a very highly elevated position. When one is no more in this material world, that is Samadhi. So for a materialistic person constantly falling in Samadhi, that is Tamagum Samadhi. It will delay us. So it's better for us to work on ourselves now and not to fall in samadhi. Samadhi should come later, but now we have to work on ourselves.
and become qualified to experience a true samadhi with Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.